It's Friday, August 7th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Yesterday was the 6th anniversary of the tragic moment when ISIS stormed the Nineveh plain in Karakash, Iraq, targeting Christians for murder and displacement. 6 years ago yesterday, there were 100,000 Christians living there. Today, only 12,000 Christians remain. The Worldview spoke with Mike Simpson, the CEO of the Foundation for Relief and Reconciliation in the Middle East.
The ancient city of Nineveh, well known from the Bible and the Book of Jonah, for example, is located to the east of Mosul, which was the second largest city in Iraq. And that is the area which ISIS took over. And the Nineveh Plain area, where most of the Christians lived, is to the north and east of Nineveh.
Simpson explained where the Iraqi Christians fled.
So the people who fled from Karakash, first of all, they fled towards Kurdistan, which is a region of Iraq. And they ended up sleeping in tents and graveyards and by the side of the road and as refugees in their own country. After some time, many of them decided that there was no hope in Iraq, and so they left the country altogether. Some ended up in Turkey, some in Jordan, and other countries.
The Foundation for Relief and Reconciliation in the Middle East was already working with the Christians in Baghdad, Iraq.
Our foundation was started before all of this happened to support the Christians in Baghdad and the ministry of the Church of St. George's in Baghdad, an Episcopalian church. When ISIS swept across the north of Iraq, we took up the challenge to support our Christian brothers and sisters in such need.
Many of the Christians from the Nineveh Plain in Iraq fled to the country of Jordan.
There are roughly 60,000 Christian Iraqi refugees in Jordan. We support nearly 8,000 of that 60,000. What we do there is to support them with emergency food relief, medicines, help with accommodation, trauma counseling and support. The Christian refugees who arrived in Jordan found their way to the indigenous churches of Jordan. The various Christian denominations in Jordan took them in and supported them.
Simpson described the need to help these 8,000 Iraqi Christian refugees who are living today in Jordan.
The priority is to ensure people are properly fed. The need is acute. Our Christian brothers and sisters are desperate for your support. These people have gone through probably the most traumatic events that you could imagine, being driven from their homes, highly traumatized, losing family, losing relatives, and they're now refugees in dire need, so they need your support.
For just $25, you can provide an entire month's worth of foodstuffs like rice and canned vegetables for an Iraqi Christian family that fled the Nineveh Plain and is now living in the country of Jordan. If you'd like to help, you can give through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Simpson said Galatians 6 verse 10 is the verse that animates him in his work through the Foundation for Relief and Reconciliation in the Middle East.
Do good to all people, especially to those who are of the household of faith.
Canada's Prince Edward Island was abortion-free for 35 years until 2017, when the government caved to pressure from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and legalized abortion. Prince Edward Island Ministry of Health data shows abortions have doubled since legalization, with 67 abortions in 2017, 86 in 2018, and 143 unborn baby boys and baby girls killed in 2019. Data from the Canadian Institute for Health Information suggests even more abortions occurred there. Proverbs 1 verse 16 says, "For their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood." On Monday, Republican Senator Ted Cruz sent a letter to Defense Secretary Mark Esper, accusing the U.S. Defense Department of religious discrimination, reports CBN.com. Cruz called out the department over the case of Christian Air Force veteran Jay Lorenzen, who was scheduled to speak at an annual training event for Marine Corps JAG reservists last month. Lorenzen's talk was canceled because of concerns raised over whether his Christian beliefs would influence his comments. A study by the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University on behalf of the Presidential Prayer Team looked at the prayer lives of American adults. 45% of respondents said they pray daily, 66% said they pray at least once a week, and 76% pray at least once a month. Only 15% said they never pray. Of those who pray regularly, a majority said prayer was central to their relationship with God. A majority also prayed for the people in their lives and for the country, with a sizable minority praying for government leaders and the president. 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2, urges that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. The U.S. gross domestic product fell 32.9% during the second quarter of 2020, the biggest plunge on record, exceeding the Great Depression and the Great Recession. Peter Buchvar, chief investment officer at the Bleakley Advisory Group, said the numbers were alarming, but, quote, all self-inflicted, with about half the quarter reflecting almost full shutdown and the other half the slow reopening, end quote. Reported homicides are up 24% this year compared with last year, according to the Wall Street Journal. Big U.S. cities like New York City, Philadelphia, and Chicago have seen a spike in the number of homicides during the coronavirus pandemic. Overall, though, crime is down 7.2%, and the homicide rate is much lower than historic highs. And finally, last Saturday, about 1,000 Christians gathered from all over Switzerland to pray for their country, reports Evangelical Focus. Hans-Peter Lang, head of prayer for Switzerland, said, quote, "We stand up for our country and ask God for forgiveness. That will be the focus of this year's prayer day. It is about us being built on the rock, the Word of God," end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, August 7th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.